from North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of January 6, 2024. My name is Claire, and I am your phonologist for this week. January is known as the month of the Great Spirit Moon, according to the Ojibwe. On Saturday, January 6, a thin layer of ice coated roads from the evening prior, and 3 to 4 inches of snow blanketed the ground. This was the first significant snowfall in our area. Also, on this day, we had 8 hours and 56 minutes of daylight. Many of us look forward to this increase throughout the winter, as otherwise days seem short and the nights seem long. On Wednesday, the 10th, through Thursday, the 11th, we finally received even more snow. We got about 6 inches of light, fluffy snow. The NSCS field has 8 inches of snow built up as of Thursday, January 11th. The Great Lakes are experiencing record low ice coverage. The ice coverage right now is only 3.9%, which beats the 2002 low record of 5%. Lake Superior is at less than 1%. This is a 50-year record low. This is harmful for fish and other aquatic animals because it is affecting their natural ecosystem. For humans, one negative effect of the thin ice is that it is very dangerous to ice fish or be out on the ice. The DNR says that the ice should be at least 4 inches before anyone attempts ice fishing, but this year the ice has been dangerously close to that mark. On Saturday, January 6th, Miss Urban participated in a birding competition and saw 25 species of birds, including many species of waterfowl seen on Lake Superior, including mallards, common goldeneye, bufflehead, common and red-breasted mergansers, long-tailed duck, and greater scaup. Many ducks can still be seen in Duluth due to the record low ice levels. I saw 2 bald eagles on my way back from Girl Scouts. On Wednesday the 10th, Adela spotted a female woodpecker in Chickadee Landing. On Monday, January 8th, Miss Courtney's class followed a set of tracks right at the edge of the school forest. They followed the tracks and found a really clear paw print. It was a bobcat! The bobcat came through the forest, crossed the pond, and walked past the pavilion. And Miss Rollo's class saw some snowshoe hare tracks in our school forest on Wednesday the 10th. On Thursday, January 11th, Marcus measured the snow depth in the school forest. At Chickadee Landing, the snow was 6.5 inches deep, and on Schmidt Creek, the snow measured 7 inches deep. The water temperature was 30 degrees. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great day and be observant.